As the investigation continues into the explosions at the Boston Marathon, one Fresno resident recalls his experience at the race. He shared his story with FM89's Rebecca Plevin.
For 17 years, Fresno resident Brad Castillo had strived to qualify for the Boston Marathon. On Monday, he was less than half a mile away from the finish line, or at his pace, about 4 minutes away from realizing his dream, when the mass of runners stopped. At that point, Castillo didn't know there had been two explosions at the finish line.
I did not hear it, and the reason we did not hear it, and the reason a lot of the people did not hear it, is because the crowds are so huge, and the fans that line up alongside of the race course are just so incredibly loud that they drowned out the noise from pretty far.
He learned of the tragedy from a fellow runner.
Some person comes up to me and she's begging me, can I please borrow your cell phone? I want to text my parents and let them know that I'm okay. And I said, what do you mean? And that's what she said. There's been an explosion at the finish line and people have died.
Castillo was physically exhausted from having run more than 25 miles. But as the news sunk in, new sensations coursed through him.
It happened so quickly that your immediate reactions are disbelief, then it's anger, chaos, shock. You just go through all these emotions in such a quick time. It was just pretty surreal.
2 days later, his emotions are still raw. As the investigation continues, Castillo is wondering who could have committed the crime.
It just makes no sense to me. And so when I start to think about who this person could possibly be, it doesn't matter. You know, just anger boils inside of me because of what they took away from so many people that were there. And I'm not talking about the people who didn't get to finish like myself. I'm talking about the families who were there waiting for their loved ones to cross the finish line.
He's also upset by the pain and trauma experienced by his fellow runners.
It doesn't matter if you don't know somebody, if you've never run with them, the fact that you know that they've endured the same kind of pain that you did while trying to qualify for Boston, you have a kinship. There's a family kinship, and to me, it just feels like I lost a lot of good friends there.
Despite everything he's endured, Castillo says he's determined to run in the Boston Marathon again next year. He'll be nervous, but he won't let the fear stop him from realizing his dream. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.